So we left off. So we're continuing the road day. If we left off with the problem of that the seemed to be that you're including road day under Hashavas Aveda, right? Hashavas Aveda of not road day. If a guy's life is in danger, you have to save him because it's like Hashavas Aveda. You're turning his life to him. Mm-hmm. The idea was is that his life is like his defined as his in the framework of Hashavas Aveda, and therefore you have to restore it. But that's fine. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you only have that, then you think you don't have to spend money on it, because the general principle of Shavuos Aveda is that you don't spend money for it. Just obligates you to act, not to spend money. So therefore you don't have to spend money here. So that's why you need the pasuk, L'asam al adam re'acha. Don't stand by his blood. So the question is, okay, but how does that show you have to spend money? Stand by his blood means to stand by and just sit there. But if I'm spending money, maybe I don't have to. So, for that, Rashi fills us in. Okay, and Rashi, Kamashmalan. It's about halfway down the page, Kamashmalan, end of a line. Kamashmalan, on Gayin Gimel Mar Aleph, Lo Samar Al Dam Reacha, Lo Samar Al Atzmecha Mashma. It implies, don't stand on yourself. Rather, Ella Chazor Al Kol Tzdadim, Shilo Yov Adam Reacha. Rather, seek out all sides, all directions, to make sure that your friend's blood is not spilled, is not lost.
So that means from any source.
Right, any source, even your money. Exactly, even your money. So the question is how does Rashi get that from Osama al-Dam Re'acha? Don't stand on yourself. How does that mean, necessarily, that you should have to search out all sides in order to, in order to save him? Who's that? Sounds like he's just pushing that in there.
What does that even mean in its own right?
Right, okay, because David's asking, what does it even mean, don't stand on yourself? What does that mean? It's funny, what's pshat in that?
It's tied up in my last question.
Okay.
How?
Okay, good. Okay, so David, there's another question. How does Lo Samar Al Dam Re'acha mean? It means don't stand on his blood. It doesn't mean don't stand on yourself. How does Rashi even get that it means don't stand on, on someone's blood, on yourself. Okay. Yeah, okay, something like this. Maybe that's what Rashi's bothered by. Rashi's maybe going off of David's last question. What does it even mean, don't stand on your blood of your friend? You're not standing on his blood, standing by his blood. What does it mean to stand? What does that mean to stand? Don't stand? Could you sit?
No. What does it mean? Stand as opposed to move.
Right, okay. So it means, that's what Rashi means,
stand still.
Yeah, stand still. It means, as Rashi's saying, is like, when a person, it could be this, when a person sees, when you see someone dying, or in the process of dying, your instincts are immediately aroused to get up and go and run save the guy. That's just a natural response of a human being. Okay, it's like compassion, or whatever it is, whatever emotion it is. But that's a natural human response, is to jump and to move and to go out and save. And the Torah is saying is don't stand on yourself while your friend's blood is being spilled, which means don't stand still, don't hold back that emotion, don't restrain your acting. That emotion calls you to act. There's an instinct that calls you to act. Don't stand on that. It means don't hold that back. Rather, give in to that or follow that instinct. And that's why we said this before, that it's a lav. It would be a lav to not act, because it's human nature is to act, and you'd have to stop yourself. Samar al atzmecha means to stand on yourself. It means to hold yourself back. And the isser is also to hold yourself back. There's a natural response, and you're not allowed to hold yourself back. Okay? So far, so good? Okay? So now the question is, do I have to even spend money? Okay? Do I have to even spend money? So I think if this is the proper interpretation of Lo Samar Al Dam Re'acha, the question is, well, does the instinct, what's the parameters of the instinct? Does the instinct tell you to spend money? To do anything it takes? Anything you say, yeah. The instinct is that human life is human life, and you just jump to the thing. That's just the nature of the phenomenon. It's damreyacha, and your atzmecha, yourself, is moved to al kol tzadim. What could I do? Is there anything to do to help you, to save you? And in any holding back is defined as osama atzmecha. If you don't act, I don't care what you're doing, but if it's an al kol tzadim, the nature of the instinct is al kol tzadim. It's not like, well, it will cost me $10, forget about it, I'm not going to do it. It's just, a person is moved, the life just draws him in, and calls him to act. And therefore, any restraint, it's not a matter of what you are positively going to do for it, but any holding back, any restriction on it is a violation of Osama al-Dam Recha. That's being omed. I mean, you're saying is, well, my instinct tells me to save him, but my money is more important, and I don't really want to spend the money, and I'm not in the mood. That's not the instinct that calls you to act, and it's saying it's usher to turn away from that instinct, and it's usher to restrain that for any reason. Okay, it means even al-kod stadim. You can't say, well, the money, that would be omit on the instinct. It's saying is that even though the thing tells me to act, I'm going to hold back because I don't want to spend the money. That's why I lay in the isser. The nature of the thing just calls to act, and the isser is to prevent, to not follow that, to follow that call.
Are there
pshat? Oh, so the pshat is osama al-dam re'acha means don't stand on yourself when in the presence of your friend's blood. Don't restrain, don't hold back that the instinct which is aroused by your friend's blood. Don't stand, it could be like the doctor said, regarding. Don't stand on yourself on that instinct regarding your friend's blood. Well, stand on yourself regarding what? Regarding Adam Reacha. Don't stand, you're not standing on his blood, it doesn't mean you're standing, it means you're standing on yourself. It means you're staying still, you're restraining yourself from acting in the context of your friend's blood, based on your friend's blood.
The
thing is to blindly, it's not just saying blindly follow your emotion, because you see, like, it's dam reacha, it has to be like, and then you say reacha b'mitzvos. I mean, if he's a rasha, you don't say that. Or if he's apiko, I mean, there are parameters. But, I mean, if you see Hitler and, you know, whatever, you'd just let him drown. That's not, of course.
Well, those parameters are only in terms of...
It's somewhere, there are halachas like that. What I'm saying is, so I'm not saying just blindly follow the instinct, but it's saying is that the instinct, when it's on reacha, there's an instinct, and it's saying is that you have to follow that. There's a natural call. It's not a mitzvah that you have to conquer your emotions to do. I mean, you sort of do, because there are other emotions. I mean, it's not just saying follow your emotions, because there are other emotions, like your money, or you're lazy, or you're whatever. So, I mean, there's an instinct which says, your heart starts racing, and you're drawn to act. And that instinct, calls you into action. Now, you have other instincts. You have, I'm busy now, making money. I don't want to have to buy, spend the money, whatever. There are other emotions. So it's saying is, but that emotion has to be followed. You can't restrain that emotion. You must act. You must follow that. So it's not just saying is just be emotional now. It's saying is that it's like, and it's almost like God programmed in, nature has programmed in that, we have like a reflex. It's like reflexes are there in areas where if you start thinking, you're not going to act quick enough. So there's certain reflexes, like the way, I mean, presumably it's something to do like some survival thing, is that helps man survive, is that when there's a life or death situation, he like acts on autopilot, Because if you had to start thinking about stuff, you're not going to act properly. But it's like, I don't know, I just wasn't even thinking. I just had to act. It's just like it's like something takes over. There's a natural, that's what allows man to live. If you're going to have to start thinking through that thing and be the same type of indecisive decision as you have in other areas of life, people are going to die. So it's programmed into man's nature that there is an instinct which just calls him to act that moment. And it's saying is that's good. That's important that that's in man's nature. And if you don't follow, it takes an action to hold that back. You have to stop that. And if you do stop it, you're not just not saving him, but you're doing an isser. You're stopping it. That's a good thing. It's a good instinct. It's programmed into man for a very good reason. And it's very beneficial to man. And it's also to stop it. It's really an action. It's an action because the instinct is there. And you have to decide to you actively stop it. And say, I'm not going to do it now. I'm busy. It's like, ignore it. I mean, of course, it's because it's not like because we hold by emotions. It's because we hold by this, the value of human life, and you have to, the emotion is there because of human life, and it's true, and it's a true idea that the human life is so valuable that you can't stop it. You're not allowed to stop it. It's man's nature is programmed in a way. Like a lot of mitzvahs, man's nature isn't programmed. You're not programmed to naturally eat kosher and stay away from treif. You're not programmed to naturally keep Shabbos. But this you are programmed to do. You're programmed to save people's lives. It's how you're wired like that. Now, it's an isser, that's why it's not an asay. It's not an asay, because I guess it's not an asay. I mean, I'm not saying it couldn't have been an asay, but an asay is like you have to muster up the courage or the path or the willpower to do something. Here you don't have to do it. It's in there already. You just have to not stop it. So stopping it is a los asay. It's a bad. It's an evil. It's a negative. It's interesting. I mean, it is interesting. But I guess your emotions naturally aren't usually programmed to follow the Torah. Usually programmed to do your own whatever. But here, I mean, I guess for some sort of survival benefits. Okay. So next we have here. Okay. So now we're going further. So further in the Gemara is Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Echad, it's like two-thirds of the way down the page, in the middle of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, middle of the line. Tanu Rabbanan. Echad harodef achachaver lahargo. A case of someone's running after his friend to kill him. Ve'achar hazachar, or one's running after a male, another man, to rape him. Ve'achanara merasa, or after a betrothed maiden. Okay. V'achar chayve misos bezdin. Okay, and if you're running after a woman who, if you sleep with, you would be punished by death by the court. V'achar chayve krisos, or there's a woman who, if you sleep with, you'd get kares, you cut off. Matzilan osan benafshal. Okay, you save them with his nafash. By killing him. Okay?
I understand. What's the case then?
Just saying is that if you're running after someone to kill them or to rape them, or running after a male, or if you're running after an Ara Murasa, or any other Erva who's your Chayiv Misa for, or your Chayiv Kares for.
That's what I don't get. Who would be? The Rodef or you?
No, the Rodef. You kill the Rodef. You have to kill the Rodef in order to save the victim. One. You don't know the parameters. Who do you do it for? But almano le kohen gadol, gushu chutz le kohen hediyot, ein matzilnos amenafsho. If a kohen gadol is running after an almana to rape her, or if a kohen hediyot is running after a grusha, a divorcee, or a chalutza in order to rape her, you don't save them. You can't kill him. You can't kill him. It's a lesser violation. It's a lesser crime, and you have no right to save them, to kill him, right? Okay, so it's telling you who it applies to. It applies by running after a male, or running after a Nara Hamurasa, right, an Amurasa, a betrothed girl, or running after any Chayiv Misa, or any Chayiv Kares, or after Almana Kongol and Gushalusa Kongolia, which are basically, those are lavs. Those are just Elos Asais. Okay, negative commandments, but there's no kares or there's just yamakas. There's no kares or misa. Okay, so one of the questions is going to be why is it singling out a male and an amarasa? Those are chayv misas and they're misa, I think. Right, they're misa. Yeah. So the Gemara's going to get that. Okay. Further in the brayso, it says nevda ba'avera in matzilon sabanashel. If he already raped her. And is continuing, let's say, is still in the action, but he already started. So then, also, you don't save her. Okay, it's already too late. Okay, because she's already been, he's already violated the crime. She's already been raped. So in order to prevent the furtherance of the rape, you don't. I'm good. You can't kill him. Okay. Yerashi says the hafgima katla ta'ivkama. Because he already degraded her. And the pasuk is talking about, is worried about her degrading. Because why is it these sisters are not other averos? The guy's violating Shabbos, you don't kill him. So why is it these? Because you're degrading her. So here you already degraded her. So now what's the big deal? So now why should you save her? She's already degraded. So you say, yeah, but he's still doing the avera or whatever. But so what? An avera per se, you don't save a guy for avera. It's because of the effect on her. But the effect on her is the same effect. I mean, it's not because it's painful to her. It's because you're degrading her. And she's degraded by the fact that she's raped. That how long the rape took doesn't in any way change, you know, how long he kept going doesn't in any way change the degrading. Okay, fine. So I skipped some Rashi's here, right? Chayvi kuz chayvi sebezin arayos kamar. Diga avera upagam. It's talking about not just any krisos from sebezin, specifically of arayos, because there's an avera and the degrading. V'tanu nosi sanami hachisrael. This is our Mishnah held. Deloka midloka merminan stama astama. V'tanu hani v'hu hadin l'chol arayos. Deloka merminan stama astama. V'tanu. But our Mishnah said a zachar anam rasa, but it didn't say all the arayos, all the krisos. It didn't list this thing, all them. So Rashi just saying is that our Mishnah must have meant these also. Because if it didn't, then the Gemara should have said, oh, you have a contradiction, because our Mishnah is only these two, right? It is male and anam rasa, and this brisa says all krisos and misbezin. So that's what Rashi is saying, is apparently our Mishnah also holds all the arayos. Fine. If a Kohen Gadol rapes an almana, he does make her. It is a pagam. It does degrade her because it makes her into a chalala. She can no longer marry a Kohen. In matzilanus of an afsho, still you don't save her. Okay. And first you come on the chayve lav in matzilanus afsho, because by a lav it doesn't work. Can't save her for a lav. Okay. Fine. Further in the Gemara, Yeshua Moshia, if she has someone to save her, Ein Matzil Nosel B'Nafsho. Right, that means Rashi, Al Yidei Davar Acher, B'lo Hariga, Ein Horgo Sobred Difasach, Shari Kisi Agiul, Yela Moshia, Kisi Asigiul. As if she has someone who could save her without killing him, without killing the pursuer, so then you have no right to kill him. Because by the time you'll get her, and rape her, he'll end up being stopped anyways. She already has a saver. So you're right, you don't have the right to kill him. It's only if there's no one else who's going to be able to do it without killing him. But if there's someone else who could do it, so then you don't have a right to do it. Right, that makes sense. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Omer, Sanichalo Shali Hargana. Also, Rabbi Yehuda says, if she says, don't worry, leave him alone, let him rape me, don't kill him. Okay? So then he says, then you don't. You listen to her. Okay, you listen to her. Rashi. Homeres lematzilin harot ma'acharav. She says to the people who are chasing after him, Henichula ve'altar defayu acharav. Don't chase him. Shel yargena kodem. Oh, so she says that because maybe she'll kill. She says, don't kill him, because maybe he will. That if you're chasing him, maybe he's going to kill me. So she's nervous. So she says, don't worry, leave him alone. So again, it calls her to you, because she's worried. Maybe he's going to kill her before you get there.
Hostage?
Is that, yeah, or hostage, or maybe, yeah. Maybe you'll say you're worried. She's worried that if he sees that they're going to kill him, then she may kill her. The guy may just decide to kill her, like hostage, yeah, like that kind of thing. So even though she's really just saying it out of she's forced, and she's saying it out of fear, she's not just saying it. She's not right. She's not really thinking. She's afraid. Still, you don't save her. In time of fire, she'll come on. Right? It sounds difficult. Right? Rashi knows it sounds difficult because she's just saying that she's not. She's worried that the guy's gonna kill her. So she's saying this, but she's still being raped. I mean, it's not like she's saying this that she wants to sleep with the guy or anything like that. So why wouldn't you kill him? Right? But that's what it's saying. If she says, don't worry about it, leave him alone, even though she's saying it out of fear, still, that's what we do. We listen to her. We leave him alone.
So there's no actual concern from our standpoint.
From our standpoint, that what? Oh, that he's going to kill her? Yeah, you mean in general. You mean if she doesn't say it, we don't say, how could you go and kill this guy?
She does say it, we're not offending because we think he might kill her.
Yeah, right, I guess not. You mean, on the surface not. I mean, maybe you could try to work it out, but on the surface not. I guess we have to hold off and see why. But it's not right. It doesn't seem like we're always worried that the guy's going to kill her. Unless you'll say, look, she has a sense. You could always say, look, she has a sense that he's really going to kill her. So therefore you'd believe her. But I mean, we have to hold off. I mean, Rashi's telling you, hold off, see what the Gemara explains it. So, but in general, we don't say that. In general, there's no general principle that you don't kill the guy because maybe he's going to kill her. Now he's only raping her. But if you try to kill him, then he's going to kill her. That, you don't say that in general. Right, that's true. Okay? Good. So that's the whole brisa. That's one long brisa. That's a machlokas, by the way. That's Rabbi Yehuda who says that. But the Chum don't hold that. The Chum hold you save her anyways. Okay? Fine. So the Gemara is going to analyze this entire brisa. Okay, it's a long brisa. So it says, Menanimili, how do we know all the parameters of which types of women you save him for, you kill for, and which type of women you don't? So Omar Kra Vilanara Lo Sase Davar Ein Lanara Chein Raves. So don't do anything to the girl, don't kill her, the girl who was raped, because she doesn't have a sin of death. She didn't do anything. Okay. So, so it's extra pasuk. Okay. So Ray said Lanara Sase Davar. So it's saying it's an extra Ein Lanara Chein Raves. So what's that teaching you? So it says, na'ar, the word na'ar means zachar, zeh zachar. Na'ar, Rashi, na'ar ksiv, karina na'ara, nidrash mikra v'nidrash masoras. Na'ar lavi zachar, na'ara kimashma. So it writes na'ar, okay? But it means a na'ara. You can write na'ara without the hay. So it doesn't have the hay. So it says na'ara. So na'ar, if you just have na'ar, it means a man, right? Young boy, man, a male. So it says it writes it that way to teach you that by a male, if he's running to rape a man, so then you kill the rodeh. You kill the rodeh. And na'ara, but it's pronounced na'ara, female, zu na'ara mirasa. That's not Rasa, because that's what it's talking about. So you see from the Pasuk that it includes both of them. Na'ara, the word Na'ara, the way it's written and the way it's pronounced, includes both the male and Na'ara Rasa. Chet, Elanara Chet, Malas. Chet, Elu Chayvi Krisos. So Chet includes Chayvi Krisos. Okay. And Maves, Elu Chayvi Mizbezin. So the word Maves, death, includes Mizbezin. Okay. So the Gemara says, Kolani Lamli, what do you need all these different things? I mean, well, why do you have a whole list of things? Just tell me, have one word, or say Maves, and I'll include everything, or whatever. I mean, what's the whole sequence here? So the Gemara says, Trichi, no, you need them. Ikatz Rachmana Na'ar, if you only had a male, a Zachar, Mishum Delav Orchai, I'd say the reason why you could kill a homosexual rapist is because it's not normal. It's not normal. Alamara de orcha imalo. But by a girl, he's chasing after an amrasa, which is normal, then I'd say you don't have a right to kill him. What does that mean, it's not normal? It's not normal to rape anybody. So Rashi says, Zalab orcha li ba'el, vika bizayin and boshes gadol. It's not normal for a man to be the object, the sexual object, okay, to have bia done to him. So saying is that, so since it's not normal for the man, therefore it's a great embarrassment and a degradation for a man to be the object of someone else's bia. So it's saying is, so I would say that since that's so degrading for a man to be raped, right, or to even to have to be involved in the to be the sexual object, so therefore, that's why you have a right to kill the rodef, who's attempting to do that. But by a girl, where it's not as normal, you know, girls have bia, girls are sexual objects. It's just that it's being done forcefully. So then I'd say that's not as much of a big deal, not much of embarrassment, and therefore I'd say that you don't have a right to kill the rodeh. Okay? So therefore the Torah teaches you na'ara, to include even a girl. And if the opposite, and if ikaz or na'ara, so just teach me a girl, and I'll know certainly a guy, right? Ikaz or na'ara, mishun de kapagimla. Avalna'ar de lo kapagimla imalo. Now I'd say by the girl, it's because you are degrading her bibesulim, because she was a virgin. And by you raping her, you're taking away her virginity. Umegane albayla. She's an engaged. So they call engaged. Not really engaged. It's a step of air since she had kiddushin already. So she's already designated to a husband. She hasn't yet culminated her marriage, but she's designated to him through kinyan, kiddushin. So now she was a virgin who was designated to her husband, and now you're taking away virginity and you're causing her to be disgusting to her husband. Okay, his husband's going to look down at her. So you're really degrading her. So that's why I tell you have a right to kill the rapist, because the rapist is attempting to really degrade her and make her disgusting on her husband. But by the male doesn't have virginity and doesn't have, you know, the whole thing doesn't apply. So I'd say is that you have no right to kill the rapist under those circumstances. So teaching you, no, you don't. Okay? So that's the first thing that we're going to define is what are these two havminas? Right? What are these two havminas? Okay, let's keep going. V'katzav rachmana hani, and if you only had these two, fine. So now why do you have to tell me the other things? So I should go from there and learn out all the other krisos. So I'd say, no, mishum d'hai lava or achei v'hakapagam la. I'd say is because the male, it's not normal. And the girl, Namarasa, you're degrading her for her husband. Avashara arayos, but other arayos, they're chayu, which are, first of all, it's normal. It's a woman, velo nafesh pigmayo, and it's not such a great pigam. Okay, it's not such a great degradation. Hey, malo. So I'd say no. So because Ramana chayt, so teaches you chayt, teaches you even those. Rashi. They're chayu be'ilos, because it's normal for them to have bia. Velo nafesh pigmayo. Arusa. It means they don't have such a great, because what do you mean? Every girl is degraded when you rape her, but it's not as great as an arusa, as one who is designated to the husband. Shechaviva v'yalaschein al aras. She's beloved and she commands chein, graciousness, on the man. The man who she's designated to. V'achshav miskan alav. And now she's going to be disgusting to him. And as he's looking, he has a certain type of a relationship with her. The unrealized groom is a certain type of attitude towards this girl. And now she's raped, and she becomes now a ba'ula. She's no longer a virgin. So that really affects him. Affects him. Affects her. Avashara rayos penuyos pesulos, but a regular, let's say, a single virgin, right, but she's not designated to him. She's single, but she's an erva. Lo mifkemikule, it's not so much of a pegam, not so much of a degradation. Chenesuos, bulos, or if she's married, but she's already, she's not a virgin anymore. Lo mifkemikule, like morusa, it's not as much of a degradation as like an arusa. Right? So therefore, the Torah has to teach you that it's not only male and nara hamurasa, but it's any Mises Pasman. Okay, any erva that has Misa. That's fine, Misa. And then the word says, because they're on a chayt, I mean, afilu, I'm sorry. Because they're on a chayt. So, I'm sorry, so chayt teaches you all krisos. It's all arayos. Because they're on a chayt, but if it only said chayt, I mean, afilu, chayt, v'glavim, so I'd say any sin. Chayt just means a sin. So I'd say it's any, even a lav, even something which isn't an erva, but it's just a lav. Like a kohen to a divorcee, because rachmana maves, chayt maves, a chayt which involves death, yeah, death. So that means if it just gets lashes, that doesn't count. Okay, because rachmana maves, and if you only wrote maves, death, habimina chayvim misa bezmin in chayvim kris is low. So I'd say it's only misa, not kares, because maves means death. Because rachmana chayt, so it says chayt maves. So maves is death, and chait is a sin, which is, I guess, on part of that. So even though the kares doesn't have death, but it's included in krisos. Okay? including krisos. Okay, good. Okay, so I guess we're going to have to find these steps. What are all these steps here, right? So if you're following the pshat, the Gemara asks a good natural question. Should just say, so just say chayin maves, which tells you all krisos and mitzvos bezdin, and then you don't need to tell me about the male and about the nar marasa, because those are even worse. So just tell me the ones which are not as bad, and I'll know certainly the ones which are greater. So where's the enochanami? You're right. Could have just done that. Well, and nar and nara are teaching you other things. Okay, so that's already... Alright, leave that alone. We've already got a lot going on here. Okay? So I guess we have to do... is... I don't really want to spend that much time on doing these things. I just want to get a basic idea about what are these steps. I mean, what's going on here? What are the ideas here? Just some... What are the ideas of these steps? What's apparently like the Gemara is pushing the line exactly where what do you include, what don't you include? But let's see what we could say about them. Okay, about these steps. Okay, is there a question? If I guess following the pshat, is there any question on the pshat that I haven't taken up here?